One of the immediate questions new parents face is who will provide primary care for a child. The historical choice has been the mother. Breastfeeding alone has made this both the logical and the biological choice. But the advent of the modern-day breast pump has changed the equation. At Google, I would lock my office door and pump during conference calls. People would ask, "What's that sound?" I would respond, "What sound?" When they would insist that there was a loud beeping noise that they could hear on the phone, I would say, "Oh, there's a fire truck across the street." I thought I was pretty clever until I realized that others on the call were sometimes in the same building and knew there was no fire truck. Busted. Despite modern methods that can minimize the impact of biological imperatives, women still do the vast majority of childcare. As a result, becoming a parent decreases workforce participation for women but not men. Women who are the most likely to leave the workforce are concentrated at opposite ends of the earning scale, married to men who earn the least and the most. In 2006, only 20% of mothers whose husbands' earnings landed in the middle, between the 25th and 75th percentiles, were out of the labor force. In contrast, a whopping 52% of mothers with husbands in the bottom quarter and 40% of mothers with husbands in the top 5% were out of the labor force.